Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. Might be the very thing you've been longing for, or it might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you, or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Welcome to Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod, remote monitored from the Sirius Cluster. We now find ourselves on the verge of world conflict, courtesy of the usual suspects, and that would be Israel, in tandem with Israeli-owned NATO, and financed by dual national Israeli central bankers here, there, and anywhere. One of the first things they did was appoint Israeli dual national oligarchs to various governorships in Ukraine, indicating they could care less about the wishes of the people, and then they took all the Ukrainian gold and shipped it to New York for unsafe keeping by Israeli bankers. So what else is new? The Zionist-owned press is now saying that Russia is using intimidation and threats in Crimea. Zero evidence follows, of course. Pro-Russian Ukrainians have stormed the government offices in Donetsk. It's heating up there, people, and well, there's no telling how far this will go or what will result from it, and we just need to keep our eyes open and be aware, certainly in as much as it may affect us wherever we are. And it's being reported that the Malaysian jet was shot down by a particle beam weapon or similar with the intent of intimidation for Russia, and that certain technical intelligence was on the plane for Russia, and four patent holders for something to do with semiconductors were on board, and that the fifth patent holder, who was not on the plane, now controls the patent, and that would be Rothschild. Ooh. A Hindu temple got set on fire in Pakistan. Violent discord is all over the place to be found. It is to be expected that there are going to be outbreaks of mass confusion and revolution everywhere. Assad continues to win in Syria, and this is making the Zionist forces who are behind the rebel incursions mad with frustration. They are not loving it, to paraphrase a fast food manufacturer of pink slime, I think, and other things. Of course, CIA or CFR operative, cross-dressing actor Jared Leto, is touring the Ukraine to show his solidarity. That's a good thing about actors. When they know nothing at all, it's not very difficult for them to become experts. They just act. Smile and wave, and maybe have sex with a few locals as a sort of goodwill gesture. I'm surprised they haven't sent in that gay figure skater with all the fur coats from Sochi. I have never seen it like this. The run-up to these new conflicts is more intense even than it was for Iraq. By that I mean they are not only just starting. Well, it doesn't quite make sense. This is what I get for trying to be off the cuff when I have a short sleeve shirt on. Well, anyway. God, I wish I had munitions aboard the saucer pod, but the Home Office in Sirius wouldn't authorize their installation. Knowing I definitely would have used them by now on all the central bankers, Wall Street, and other places. I will admit I lack restraint in this regard, and I'd be off to Russia in a hot minute to hold forth on Russia Today Network, as well as write copy concerning the world situation. However, I fear Russia Today is no longer in the right hands. But this is how much I believe in Putin. I would be there with the snap of my fingers, preparation-wise anyway. Lately, I wake up or I fall asleep, not at the same time, by the way, and I find myself with an intense yearning that I could do something, anything to change the course of events, but I'm just one guy who got his speaking engagement canceled in Zurich. So, and what do I reach? At best, it's some tens of thousands of people in a week. So how impactful is that? Yes, I suppose I was supposed to be in Zurich today. My talk would be long over by now, and I would be in the process of socializing with all the new people I'd met. But the Swiss-Israeli Association came after me, probably because I was advertised on Alles Schall und Rauch, Alles Smoke and Mirrors website, which is run by a man I much admire called Manfred. That's his first name. He was trying to help, but they watch his site because he's one of the most trafficked of its kind in Europe. And since he's on the side of the angels, the children of the devil don't like it. I have to keep telling the listener, these fools only have the appearance of power, and we must fight the good fight. If I were just an aesthetic, which I often wish I was, I'd be under the radar and secluded. But I'm not just an aesthetic. I'm a warrior. Something I finally had to admit to myself after being in denial for so long. Oh yeah, as an act of digression apropos of something, I sense in the usual way that I do that there are some people unhappy with the fact that I did not move to Maui as I was angling for. As it so happens, I had little choice in the matter. What I told myself is that if there was an eagerness for me to be there, and if I heard back that people were looking for a place for me, or even had found one, I would be good to go. It so happens this was not the case. Maui does something to people's brains. It can make one listless and unmotivated, also likely to just leave external matters to whatever providence they have been depending on so far. Sure, the people I contacted were glad I would be showing up, but they lifted not one finger to help me relocate. This meant I would have to rent a room in some house with people I don't know and also survive for a time in one of the most expensive places on the planet with what savings I might possess. As I continued to study the matter, it became patently clear that this was not the way to go. So I opted for the place I had intended to go. This means I get to keep all my benefits that I have in this country. Living is far less expensive as well. It's a pretty location, and my Volkswagen new Beetle that I'm getting this week cost half of what it would have cost on Maui. And unlike the people who live on Maui, these people take care of their cars. I suppose I would rather it was not bright neon yellow, but reflecting on the esoteric color coordinates of that hue. All is well and good, and it actually reflects many things of a personal nature. Sure, it's 12 years old, but it looks like it just came off the showroom floor. It has 8 very good tires, and both have those expensive designer rims, both sets. It's also the top-of-the-line model, a Highline or something like that. I would have really liked to have gone to Maui. There is so much there that I like, not to mention my band is also there, and the language is the same, and the environment, wow. I've never felt so complete as when I lived there. Unfortunately, it was the worst period of my life due to personal struggles, but there were moments. It was not to be at this time, which is not to say it won't be later on. I've been told that my finances are going to have an upswing, but it hasn't happened yet. So I'm on a slender margin, but I manage for all that, and will continue to. My needs and appetites are small. Let me talk about that kind of thing tonight and get away from the subject of me. course, I'll probably have to keep coming up as it all has to do with experiences I've gone through, but so be it. I only went into this because the people who are disappointed are important to me. They should rest assured that I will see them sooner or later, here or there, wherever there may be. Okay, about having small needs and appetites. Long before I finally managed to restrain certain forces within myself in order to channel personal force in an inward and upward direction, I used to have this image that would appear in the mind. It was part of a few sentences I used to repeat to myself. That is, to make your desires, which are like a fire and which can get out of control like a fire, make it like a small blue-white flame on a gas stove. Dial it down, and your life will be so much more manageable. So much more manageable than it is. It is far more comfortable to be in control of your appetites than it is for your appetites to be in control of you. In this day and age, specifically in these very times, there is a great deal of negative force being strategically applied to the mass of humanity. These are forces loose that seek to move people into forms of behavior they might not have considered previously. In these times of the Great Transition, heavy forces being pressed into action in the lives of many, and it's a difficult thing. There are many difficult things we have to deal with in these times, and if we can dial down the appetites and empty the mind, it can become much, much easier. One should be mindful of the times and of the state of being that is being demonstrated in the world. Demonstrated. This should tell you that chaos and confusion are the order of the day, and a significant number of people can't handle it. This is why they're escaping into their appetites and mind fantasies that are ever at the ready. And as I said, many of them are being generated for them. This is why I advocate dialing it down and emptying it out of respect to the passions and the mind. All of the difficulties we have in this world are outworkings of the problems we are carrying around with us. And what is the source of these internal problems? Can it be anything else but the mind and the passions? What else is there? Spirit may animate life, but it takes mind and passion to express it. One of the great secrets, which really shouldn't be a secret, is that desire is the agent of God's will. Desire can be very positive force. It is the direction of passion that defines it. And that is why there are such powerful forces impacting on the desire bodies of humanity. And this is all because there is a war on for human souls. Yes, folks, that's what it's all about. All these distractions of war and commerce, all these myriad dances of sexual energy and expression, all the infinite variety of things to want and possess are merely the stage set of the drama of demonstration. And the energies that drive the thought and speech and actions that we make and take. It's all about the winning and losing of souls. The odds are heavily stacked in the devil's favor. If it were not for the grace of the ineffable, we would all be lost. What's that line from the Bible? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And also, all your righteousnesses is filthy rags. And especially, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. These speak to the core of our worthiness, and as for the war itself, this says it all. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There is a depth of meaning in that phrase if you study it. The Bible is full of strong evidence, but for many, the words just bounce off their minds or take a shape that has already been given to them by those who condition the perceptions of the population. There would be no religious wars were it not for misinterpretations of Scripture. I always like to say the term jihad has to do with a full-on internal cleansing by spiritual fire and nothing to do with swords and strife in the outer world. We must take all of this to heart. We need to empty the mind of any other concerns and convince ourselves that everything that happens has spiritual significance. We need to tell ourselves that everything that happens in our lives, no matter who seemingly or what seemingly insignificant, is a special dealing of God with our souls. The greatest enemy, well, one of them anyway, is the rotating routine of the day. The day after day, we create patterns of behavior and perception and they compromise our broad daylight awareness. From the moment we wake up in the morning, we need to start it off by saying good morning to the ineffable, as if the ineffable were sitting right there, which in fact the ineffable is. And were it not for the entrenched routines of our cycling and repetitious behavior, we will be far more aware of it than we are. We have to continue on from good morning to, what's on the schedule for the two of us today? And that should be followed by an appeal to have one's shortcomings removed and replaced by the divine qualities. We have to live our life right in the day-to-day as if the ineffable were accompanying us every step of the way, for assuredly that's the case. As you go about your affairs in this manner, you'll find a change in your attitude for any number of things. If you don't, perdition waits. Those who do not work on themselves get worked on, or worse, left to their own devices because the ineffable doesn't want to bother with them because the ineffable can see it's a lost cause. And that's a whole, and that means a whole lot of suffering is still necessary. That can't be a good thing. Walking in the footsteps of the master is job one. Of course, you will fail at this over and over and over, but progress will be made, and though it might feel like the most hard one thing you've ever gotten up to, the rewards and changes are permanent. It's not the easy way, but to my mind, all the other ways are harder because they end up in defeat and a waste of time. I'm always hearing in the back of my mind that prophetic saying by Paramahansa Yogananda, if you don't look for God in the springtime of your life, he won't be there in the winter. That sends shivers up my spine. Well, I'm here to confirm that statement. Over recent years, the ineffable has become more and more a part of my life. And even though the ineffable put me through the ringer, the ineffable also got me out of everything he put me into. As hard as the road has been, there's always been the comfort of the ineffable, and that cannot be said for many who have all the comforts and financial freedoms one could ask for, but lack the most important essential of life, and without which life is truly meaningless. Yes, indeed. These fools, and there's no other word for them, are well able to put this concern aside in the early and mid-going because they're all those tasty delights and sops to their vanity and all the power and freedom of movement and action. Ah, but then comes the second half and the health concerns kick in and the sleepless nights become a feature and the continuous uneasiness makes its presence known. And at some point, fear begins to intrude. There are some who can push these things to the margin and some who have the temporary favor of the Dark Lord because he needs them for what they do and for all the people that they lead astray. And it's important to show them as successful so that whatever lifestyle it may be. Ah, well, I better stop now. We've come to the end of another broadcast and I'll see you next week if there is one. In the meantime, seek after the kingdom of heaven within you. Doesn't the scripture also say the kingdom of heaven is within you? That is certainly something to hunger after and to strive for. So that said, much love, Lady Nature and Dara. Greetings, Lord Ganesha. Om Amitabha. La ilaha il alahu. Hare Krishna. Hail, Lord Jesus Christ. And as ever, carry on Baha'u'llah. Aloha and Aru.
And he's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. He's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when it gets you in his eyes. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.